Hello, everyone. I live in Southern California, and last week, someone very well known here died. His name was Vincent, or Vin, Scully, and he was the announcer for the professional sports team here in Los Angeles, known as the Los Angeles Dodgers. In the world of American sports broadcasting, Vin Scully was a larger-than-life legend. For 67 years, he told the story of the baseball club, the Dodgers, starting in Brooklyn and then in Los Angeles. He was probably the most admired man in his profession. He was associated with a sports team that had won many championships and that has many star athletes, but Vin Scully was probably the most loved, most respected, and most appreciated man ever connected with the Dodgers baseball franchise. And all of this was for good reason. Vin Scully was simply great at what he did. Hearing him describe what happened on a baseball field was not only to perfectly understand the action on the field, but Vin also had a way of weaving history, poetry, culture, humor, common sense, and just plain life wisdom into his work, and to do it all in a way that was charming and attractive. I know this because I listened to Vin Scully for literally my entire life until he retired in the year 2016. He started his career with the Dodgers before I was born. Since my father has been a long-time Dodger fan, I probably heard the voice of Vin Scully over a transistor radio while I was still in the womb with my twin sister, Diane. I also respect Vin Scully as a communicator. And so for myself as a preacher, I feel that I have had a lot to learn from him. So here I want to present to you 9 things that I think preachers can learn from Vin Scully. Number 1, it's good to start young. Starting at a young age took courage and the willingness to take on the challenge. But Vin Scully started broadcasting for the Dodgers when he was only 22 years old. His long and continued excellence was helped by the fact that he started young and put in the necessary time that it takes to master a task. Now, I think the same is true for preachers. It might be true that the first 100 or 200 sermons anyone preaches aren't going to be very good. So it's kind of great to get those 100 or 200 sermons out of the way when you're young. If it's possible, it's good to start young. Number 2, work hard. Vin's work habits were legendary. He had the talent and experience to just show up at the ballpark and do a good job. Yet he arrived early, always wearing a coat and tie. And he got down to the work of preparing for each evening's game. He always had something to say because he worked hard at preparation. Hey, preacher, are you getting this? If you work hard at preparation, you're always going to have something to say. And that was Vin Scully. Number 3, know your subject, it's past and present. Having listened to Vin Scully for most of my life, I can tell you that the man knew baseball. He didn't just know the modern game, he knew its history. Vin could effortlessly weave compelling, relevant, and fun stories from the past into his work. And when he did this, he wasn't making baseball interesting. He showed that it is interesting. Now, preachers need to remember that we don't make the Bible interesting. But when we know our Bibles well, we can more easily show that the Bible is interesting. We need to know our subject, and not just know it in the present day, but know its past as well. Now, here's number 4. Be honest about what's going on. When it comes to professional baseball clubs, the Los Angeles Dodgers are among the most famous and successful teams. Many people think that Vin Scully is the most famous and beloved Dodger of all, even though he's never played for the team. Yet, when the Dodgers are playing badly, Vin Scully will tell you. He loves his team, but he's honest about them. Preachers need to be honest about their team, about the church, the people of God, yet all the while showing that they love God's people. You need to be honest about what's going on. Here's number 5. Be descriptive. For much of his career, Vin Scully's work was on the radio and not on the television. And for the radio, Vin developed his skill of describing the action in wonderful detail. Vin didn't imagine things that weren't there. He simply learned to describe what was there. Effective preachers know how to study their Bibles to simply notice what is there, and they hone their skills in trying to describe what's there. We don't try to imagine what is not in the biblical text. We want to notice and describe well what is there. Here's number 6. It's okay to use silence. Some of Vin Scully's most famous moments as a broadcaster include times of significant silence. He understood that the moment is significant enough to speak for itself, and words can sometimes even get in the way. Vin would let the action on the screen and the roar of the crowd tell the story. I think that many of us preachers should take advantage of bits of silence in our speaking, where we let a word or a thought sink in, where we let the last thing we said just sort of linger for our hearers, just for a bit. Remember, it's okay to use silence. Here's number 7. Don't live in a bubble. It was not unusual to hear Vin Scully quote Shakespeare, give bits of Japanese culture, refer to an ancient philosopher, or say the lines of a hit song from an old Broadway musical. Now, Vin loved baseball. That was clear to everybody. But you could also tell that he read and thought and was curious about life outside of the baseball bubble. It's easy for us as preachers and teachers to forget that there's a whole world around us that can illustrate and help us explain the Bible and the Christian life. But if you seal yourself off in a Bible or Christian bubble and think about nothing else, you'll lack the ability to explain things to people outside of that biblical culture. So I think that's a great lesson from Vin Scully. Don't live in a bubble. Here's number 8. Enjoy what you do. When you listen to Vin Scully, it was plain that he loved what he did. He never complained, and there was always a sparkle in his voice. There are times when the game itself is stressful, but you'd never get that sense that Vin was stressed. He could communicate the intensity of the game without seeming nervous or troubled himself. Now, it's always good when the preacher can communicate the sense that they love what they do and that they are so privileged to be able to do it. And then here's number 9 of my list of 9 things that I think preachers can learn from Vin Scully. Number 9, love those to whom you speak. I know it sounds strange, but Vin Scully had a remarkable gift in communicating the sense that he genuinely cared for and respected his audience, that he loved them. His audience loved him in return, and he loved them. In his farewell broadcast at his retirement in 2016, Vin Scully told this to his audience. He said this, "You and I have been friends for a long time. And I know in my heart that I've always needed you more than you ever needed me. And I'll miss our time together more than I can ever say. Now, friends, I'll be honest. I don't know if that was literally true or not, but it sure felt like it. We felt that Vin Scully respected all of us who listened to him, and that he even cared about his audience. The application to us as preachers and Bible teachers is obvious. And we have even greater reason and greater motivation to love those to whom we speak and to display that love. Sometimes that's one of the greatest things a preacher can pray for. Lord, give me a greater love for those to whom I speak. I was sad when Vin Scully retired from broadcasting in the year 2016. He was someone who brought me so much entertainment and wholesome pleasure. He brought a lot of that to my life. But in the way that he lived and in the way that he did his work, Vin Scully gave us more than wonderful baseball broadcasts. I think he gave me, and maybe for you also, a few thoughts on how to be a better preacher.